We're back, baby. Let's go. We're back. We're outside of the sauna of the Zen Den, and I want to just answer questions. The 10 most interesting, deep questions that I was asked after I put the Q&A on Instagram. So I'm glad you're here. If you love small talk, awesome. You're in the right place. If you hate small talk, even better, because we're not going to stay on the surface level right now. I love small talk from a standpoint of it helps you connect and feel like you know someone and get calm, kind of get comfortable. But I always love going deeper and below the surface level stereotypical answers. So my goal here in the video is to answer these 10 questions from the heart as truthfully and effectively as possible and be real with you, be real with me. That way you kind of get a glimpse into my world and hopefully you learn something about me, which helps you learn something about you. You with me? All right, well, let's go. With that said, the first question after asking Instagram, the first question that I'm going to choose to answer is, number one, what's your biggest insecurity? And I thought about that for a quick second, and I immediately thought about my appearance. Like, the biggest insecurity I have is my appearance, whether it's my hair, my skin, my face, my body, right? I think that's the truth for a lot of people who have branded themselves or are known for how they look, whether it be influencers, whether it be actors or actresses, whether it be someone who's on camera a lot, news anchors, right? There's so many people who make a living or who are known by how they look. And so I remember at a young age, I was complimented for how I looked. And when you're young, I'll say this, when you get compliments and you don't know who you are at your core, those compliments can become a pain point in the future. Because if who I am is based on what I look like, then who am I when my hair falls out? Who am I when my skin is leathery? You know, who am I when my body starts to wither and deteriorate? That's a real thing I've wrestled with and struggled with in some sense as a 32-year-old, because I know life is temporary. You know, my appearance will change, as will yours. But the good news is we are not defined by how we look and how we appear. You know, we are defined by who we are, what we're made of. You know, and I know I am loved at my core. So it goes beyond appearances, but to not get too deep too quickly, my appearance is definitely my insecurity, which tells you something. Because people would say, hey man, you're a good looking guy. Like, you have it all. You look like you have it all together. Well, newsflash, I don't have it all together. And secondly, it's just ironic because I think that's the human experience. Maybe someone who's got the most money is also the most insecure. You know, maybe someone who looks the prettiest is the most self-conscious about her appearance. I think that's true for a lot of humans. Number two, are you happy? Are you happy? I love that question because it's so deep. It's very profound when you think about it. Yeah, I. For me, happiness is not the goal. I think happiness, trying to be happy is like trying to make a good first impression. When you try to be happy, when you try to do that, you end up failing miserably, right? Because trying, as Kanye West says, is failing. So I don't try to be happy. I just choose happiness. I speak it over my life. I choose to walk in happiness defined by, hey, I am full, I am whole, I am complete. Everything I need is right in front of me. Everything I need is within me. You know, God is great. My life is not perfect, but yes, I am happy. I am content, and I choose to be that, and I don't always do that perfectly, and I certainly am not happy at all points in the day, right? There's definitely moments in my day where I'm not happy, I'm frustrated, or I'm stressed, but I choose not to stay there. I do my best not to stay there if I can help it. So I am happy. I have a beautiful wife, two beautiful girls, a business that I'm growing and adapting and evolving. I get to impact many people's lives through social media and my in-person events. I mean, it's a beautiful opportunity. I wake up and get to live every single day. not to mention 20,000 people strong on Team Vitality. So if you want to get plugged into any of that, then links in description for sure. But yeah, I don't try to be happy. Happiness is high on the priority list, but it's not everything. I think purposeful living, priority and value-driven living is amazing. And when you're seeking the highest and you're wanting to show the world your best and operate from your highest, healthiest, and most loving self, I think happiness is the indirect result of that. I think it's the byproduct of that. Hopefully that makes sense. Number three, have you ever been lost in life, or have you always been like seemingly perfect or had things all together? Yeah, I definitely have been lost in life. I remember, you know, I put all my eggs in the basket of being a baseball player. And I remember when I quit playing ball, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what my purpose in life was. I didn't know what I should do. I really, truly believed I was a washed up baseball player and my best days were behind me. You know, I think when you go through an identity crisis like that, when you lose something that's so central to who you think you are, it's hard to move forward. It's hard to find more purpose. I remember getting hammered drunk on a Tuesday in Orlando, Florida. I was working part-time, this job, that job, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Stumbled, you know, blacked out downtown, stumbled to my garage, and ended up waking up at 7 a.m. in the garage, breathing in gasoline fumes. And I just remember thinking, like, what am I doing with my life on a Tuesday night that I don't have the purpose or the reason to wake up in the morning to feel good about like pursuing something? And so that was rocky, man. That was definitely a season of life where I was very lost. And it was the identity. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what my purpose was. And ultimately, man, I love fitness for many reasons. I love fitness because God used fitness as a vehicle to help me to feel more like myself again. Working out and lifting weights and getting stronger in the gym has a direct correlation, in my life at least, to how confident I feel, how energized I feel, how connected I feel. So fitness was a big part of that. And then I was able to help other guys get fit, get strong, build a resilient mindset. And to me, that goes hand in hand. I started discovering my purpose more when I got back into the gym after baseball, after that hiatus. So I've definitely felt lost. And I think it's a good place to be because you start looking up, you start looking to things higher, you start being open to a roadmap or open to, hey, a compass, right? But I definitely have not always been as rooted as I am now, or I guess established as I am now. Thanks for watching. If you know me, you know I usually am wearing Built Basics, all right? This tank right here is Built. My jackets, my favorite hoodies, and coats, and shorts all come from Built. So if you want to upgrade your wardrobe for the winter, get a nice gym outfit or a date night outfit, and anything in between, check out Built.com. Use code ELEVATED. They're having 30% off site-wide. So go check it out. Thanks for watching. Let's get back to it. Number four, top struggle as a father, as a dad, and how to overcome it. Man. I think the balance of providing for your family, which usually requires time away from your family, and being present with your family, that is a tough balancing act. I think a lot of guys find themselves in, like, I think there's a guilt that I kind of have whenever I go and travel or go to work, leave the house. Whenever I choose to work to provide, it's tough. And I think there's a lot of guilt associated with that, I think guys feel. And so I don't have the answers, but I do think that's the top struggle, is how much should I work to provide this life for my future, my kids, while at the same time not sacrificing the very thing that makes the biggest difference in the moment, which is my presence, which is my love, my attention. You know, I remember being on my phone and Gianna is asking me questions, and I try to be really good about that. But I just remember a moment where I was on my phone and she wanted to play, and I was like, what am I doing? I only get so many moments like this before she's grown before. She doesn't want to play dress up with daddy or dance with daddy. So I think being where your feet are, living intentionally, and working with a purpose-driven, spirit-led approach is everything. Speaking of spirit-led, what's up, dude?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, dude? Good boy. Come on, sit right here. So yeah, getting in the word, praying, meditating, getting around guys who are doing the dad thing, doing the business thing, learning from them, I think is everything. Like, that's huge, to learn from people who are doing it better, who've been where you've, where you're headed, or been where you're at, and then, you know, taking steps to learn from them. Number five, ways to keep yourself grounded in Christ. This is huge, because if you don't know who you are, the world will tell you who you are. And so for me, knowing who I am in Christ is everything. So ways I do that are knowing the truth, knowing scripture, like knowing principles of scripture. So like, for example, if you Googled everything that is true of Christ, everything that's true of Christ is also true of you as a believer, that's your identity. You know, I am whole, I am complete, I lack nothing. I am a new creation in Christ. The old is past. My failures are gone. My mistakes are made new. And I'm a child of God. I am loved. I am worthy. I'm already enough. All things are working for my highest good. God is working all things for my highest good. I don't need to fear. I choose faith and trust because of that. And I know at the end of the day, no matter what, God is with me. God is within me. And so if you believe that, that is true for us, which is a beautiful thing to live life. It's a beautiful way to live life, those truths. So knowing who you are in Christ is everything to me, because that is my anchor. Not who I am on social media, not who people think of me at work, not what people think of me in general, not my mistakes, not my failures. I'm not my success. I'm so much more, and I got to stay grounded in that truth. So that's been massively helpful. Prayer, talking to God, choosing to be, to spend time with God and be known by God and be loved by God is also a very, it sounds very spiritual, but it's also a very powerful cheat code, if you will. It's a very powerful action. Is like the extent that I'm willing to be known by God and share my truth, my rawness, my authenticity, like my vulnerability, to be real with my emotions with God and tell the truth, that's the extent that I feel known myself. It's like a therapist. If you go into a therapy room and you're not willing to share the actual truth, do you think you're going to get the most possible out of that session? Of course not, right? So we are known to the extent that we are willing to be known. What's up, Drew? As my guy runs over. Okay, we're halfway done. We're going to roll through these rather quickly. What does a day that's not so perfect look like for you? Well, I'll tell you, I don't really share the not so perfect. You know, like I share highlight reels a lot on social media. I think for me, it's the mundaneness of business. The mundaneness of business. It sounds like a fun little band name. I think they're coming to play, actually, in Tampa at the amphitheater. No. You know, waking up and going through a workout that I'm not stoked on, but I'm just like, I know I need to do this for my mental health. That's the start of the day. And then going through programming on Team Vitality, going through and finding the right exercises, making sure workouts are balanced, and then, you know, doing voiceovers. So I'm talking a lot of the morning. Come on, Drew, sit. I'm talking a lot of the morning. Love you, bud. And, you know, I'm going through similar motions week to week, so it's nothing really new, but I got to put a new twist on it, right? Approaching work from a different or new angle is the key to making and keeping things fresh. And so, yeah, a lot of that, like, hours go by, and it's like, I'm not really doing anything, you know, groundbreaking, but it's stuff I need to get done. Then, you know, maybe I have a frustrating conversation about business or work, and maybe things aren't exactly where I want them to be. My wife and I are kind of talking about that. Then maybe I go for a walk, go for a run, clear my head. And then I find clarity. I find peace. I find perspective. Because nobody lives a perfect life, but we get to choose how we show up to the chaos, to the mess of life. And that's why I think success is not a what, but it's a how. Success is not a what that you achieve or do. Success is a how you go about achieving. It's a how you approach life. So success starts in here. It starts in your head and your heart. It's the way you choose to live life. Are you enjoying life? Are you playfully striving for excellence? Are you being who you want to become? Are you living from love? That's what I believe success is. That's what I think success is. It's a how you approach life. It's a how you work. It's a how you live. It's a how you love. It's a how you argue. It's a how you approach frustrations and stress. It's how you do it. And if you do it in the right way and you're full of love, you're already successful. That is success in my opinion. And then finally, I'll end the plane. I'll land the plane with, you know, maybe just feeling overwhelmed toward nap time or bedtime. I give the girls blessings, prayers, hugs, play with them, dancing. But I'm exhausted, put them to bed, and then I kind of decompress and watch some YouTube videos and maybe read a page or two of scripture, maybe not, maybe journal a couple thoughts, and then try to set myself up for the best day in the morning, that night with that journal. So, and of course, at the end of the day, man, this is most important. Breathing, saying thank you, God, for another shot at life. Change me from the inside out. Show me how I need to improve. Show me what I need to do to become more the man tomorrow that you made me to be. But thank you that your love and your favor and your presence is not dependent on how well I showed up today. Thank you that when I am faithless and when I make a mistake, you are faithful and you make no mistakes, only masterpieces. And I'm your masterpiece. Amen. That's powerful. I wrote that in my journal the other day too. I felt like a failure and a mistake. And then I realized in my journal as I'm writing, oh, God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't make failures. God only makes masterpieces. God only makes beautiful things. So it looks like I got to let go of the idea that I'm not a masterpiece and that I'm not beautiful and powerful and everything God intended me to be. I'm going to skip one. Number eight, how to be confident like you. Okay, this is, I'll keep it short. I'll try to keep it short. The best way to fall asleep is to pretend like you're already asleep. Okay, and that's true for all of life, for everything, including confidence. Now, confidence does come from preparation and comes from awareness and knowledge for sure, experience, but the best way to be confident is to act as if you are already confident. What would a confident person do or say or move or live right now? How would that person be? And then just being that person now. I also think in addition to that, there's a lot to be said for actually being at ease and comfortable with who you are. I know that we love kids for so many reasons, but one of them is because they're just them. They are just them. Like they're not trying to be someone they're not. They're just them, unapologetically themselves. And so, you know, tapping into that childlike wonder and passion for life and this place of like self-love essentially is a powerful way to be confident. You're not trying to prove anything. You just are. You're just being. And so I think for me, confidence comes from becoming comfortable with yourself, loving and respecting yourself. And that goes back to what we talked about earlier. God makes no mistakes. You are a masterpiece. So you can choose to believe that truth or you can settle for less. Like, I'm not worthy or I'm my mistakes or I'll never be good enough. It's like, squash those lies. Squash that belief. It's holding us back from our God-given greatness. I'll wrap it up here. Number 10, the biggest breakthrough in 2025. The biggest breakthrough in 2025 for me has been that there is still another level. You know, I think with high achievers or people who want to reach their full potential, if you're like me, it's like Like, I want to reach my full potential. And there's this kind of subtle belief that once I reach this, then finally I'll be enough, or finally I'll be successful. And it's never the case. Once you get there, it's like, yeah, like, what's the next thing? What's the next step? What's the next level? So the breakthrough is knowing there's always going to be levels to this thing, but reminding myself of the truth that, man, it's the how I approach it that is what true success will be for me. If I can remain present, if I can take a playful approach to work, if I can strive for excellence and hold on to it loosely, knowing, hey, even my breath is God-given, none of this is mine, then I can enjoy going from level to level to level and do that to the best of my ability. I know new levels are often unlocked by people and experiences. I put myself out there in new ways this year through the summits, through Running Man, through Maxwell Leadership, through Team Vitality, and that's changed my life. So people and experiences will elevate your performance, and they will help you unlock your true and fullest potential. So those are my answers, and I hope you enjoyed that. I don't have everything together. If you're listening or watching this far, thank you for watching. I appreciate you. Hopefully you know and understand me better because of this video and because of this, that I don't have everything together. But God's been good to me. I've been able to learn and experience a lot more than most people, I think, at my age, through older guys, older people, knowing truth principles from a young age and beyond. And then, just like staying open to God's wisdom. There's natural wisdom and there's supernatural wisdom. And I'd rather take the supernatural wisdom every single day of the week, no matter how convenient or how, you know, real the natural wisdom is. I'd rather just know supernaturally. So thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. If this was helpful, share it with somebody. If you have anything that resonates, leave me a comment. Like, what was most interesting to you from this video? Leave a comment. If you're on YouTube, I will make a whole separate video if you'd like based on one particular topic or two. So let me know. As always, thanks for being here. I love you. I'll see you in the next video. All right. Peace.